ISIS Audio presents an unabridged recording of King of the North, written by Angus Donald and read by Aidan Dimbleyne. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Audio. Prologue. A lifelong oath. It did not look comfortable. The age-darkened throne that Tor was staring at. High-backed, narrow with broad, square armrests, and fashioned from dense oak. It looked constraining, imprisoning, like half of a wooden cage, and Tor knew something about those. She wondered what it would be like to occupy. Not just to rest on its smooth, unyielding surface. She wondered what it must be like to be a Jarl, or even a king, or some such high personage. This was the throne of a Jarl, her own Jarl Starkey, Lord of Norland, a region in the furthest north of Svealand, but it could equally be the high seat of some petty king or local warlord. In a few moments, Jarl Starkey would come out from behind the heavy woolen curtain that shrouded his private quarters at the end of his great hall in the town of Gavla, and seat himself in it. And the ancient ritual would begin. Tor was about to make a serious and solemn commitment, a lifelong commitment. She was about to swear an oath of fealty to the man who would sit in that uncomfortable-looking oak throne. She would swear to serve and protect him, and to be his Stalar, the captain of his herd, as the commander of his household warriors was known. All 203 warriors of the Starkey herd would be under her authority. She could order them to kill, and to die, at her whim. For this honour, Tor would swear to keep to this mighty oath until either death or her lord dissolved it. It was, in its way, of greater import and moment than any marriage vow. And she would do so. She would make the oath and keep it. There were few folk more despised than an oath-breaker. Any warrior whose word could not be trusted was worthless as a comrade. One such warrior might change sides at the height of the battle and stab you in the back, or betray all your secrets to the enemy. An oath-breaking servant might steal his lord's silver and gold, or seduce his prettiest daughter, or worse still, ride off with his most valuable horse. An oath-breaker was worse than a coward, a writhing, shunned by all decent folk. Which was why Tor had wrestled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?